from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Governments around the world are vowing to chase down the wealthy, powerful, and famous who set up offshore bank accounts to hide assets and possibly evade taxes. The immediate reaction to a massive investigative journalist report. The Kremlin, however, claiming Vladimir Putin is the target, saying it is a plot to destabilize Russia by linking the president to as much as $2 billion in illegal offshore transactions allegedly involving his friends. Michael Hudson is the senior editor at the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or ICU.
The leak is 11.5 million documents. It has information about 210,000 offshore companies and other entities. It stretches, the information stretches from 1977 to the end of 2015. And there's no way that one journalist, one lone wolf, or one news organization could really dig into this. So we put together a team of people, more than 370 journalists from 70 countries and more than 100 news organizations.
Ces informations, ces révélations.
Meantime, French President François Hollande says France will investigate the reports of tax evaders revealed by the massive document dump. The British government is also asking for a copy of the so-called Panama Papers, according to a Reuters news report, in order to do its own investigation. Among the national leaders, Nawaz Sharif, Pakistan's prime minister, the president of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko, Ali Mubarak, the son of Egypt's former president. President Barack Obama is hosting NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the White House, with the Islamic State extremist group expected to be high on the agenda. A White House statement says Mr. Obama will reiterate the United States stands together with NATO in the wake of horrific terrorist attacks. This is VOA News.